articles with a different cultural perspective can give us a lot of insights into our own culture and what's happening with medicine and healthcare in our culture. All right. So I was so impressed with the newspaper, I even bought it back with me from India. And thank God it's written in English so that I could read it. All right. So we talked about this latest article, which is the bill plans synergy among medical streams. So what's a synergy and what's a medical stream? No clue. But you read the article, and it's for me, it was jaw-dropping. And so it said, doctors pursuing the Indian systems of medicine, which is Ayurveda and homeopathy, so far no shocks, may be allowed to practice allopathy. That means the use of pharmaceuticals only. After clearing a bridge course, says a bill introduced in a particular government body. The National Medical Commission seeks to replace the Medical Council of India with a new body, was moved by the government in the House on Friday. So, joint sittings. So, Clause 49 of the bill calls for a joint sitting of the National Medical Commission, of the Central Council of Homeopathy, and the Central Council of Indian Medicine at least once a year to enhance the interface between homeopathy, Indian systems of medicine, and modern systems of medicine. And so what they're doing here then is the allopathic system is merging with and then usurping the Ayurvedic and homeopathic systems. And when I was in India and I was talking to the Ayurvedic practitioners, there are many different types of different opinions. And many were very concerned that the old ways were going to be lost and that they could see them being soaked up and absorbed in a very commercial fashion and not actually being applied as they were, say, 20, 50, 100, or 1,000 years ago. And so it's not a matter that Ayurveda or homeopathy might be superior to or even inferior to allopathic medicine. That's not what's going on here. What's going on here is the existence of a choice is what is evaporating. So the bill has also proposed that special educational modules or programs for developing bridge across the various systems and promotion of medical pluralism can be done with the approval of all the members present in the joint setting. It provides for the conditions of four autonomous boards entrusted with conducting undergraduate and postgraduate education, assessment, and rating of medical institutions and registrations and National Medical Commission. Now, if you have basic knowledge, just basic knowledge of allopathic medicine, so I'll give you some basic knowledge. For every dollar in allopathic medicine that is prescribed, $3 in medical commerce or revenue is created to treat the side effects of that one drug. Now, so you have $1 becoming $3. All right. So if this $3 is spent on more medications to treat the side effects of the first medication, we now have 3 times 3 is $9. And it becomes exponential, right? So you have 1, 3, 9, 27, 81. So this growth of medical expenditure, whoops, yes. And that growth is revenue, is profit, is income to doctors, income to hospitals, income to drug companies, whoever else is involved. Well, let's say you have a natural system. Let's just say for the sake of discussion, the natural system is ineffective, right? Ineffective. Now what's going to happen is somebody is going to have a symptom, let's call it pain. They're going to enter this natural but ineffective system. They're going to consume, let's call it $1 of natural care. What's going to happen? the other $3 to treat the side effects won't happen because there won't be any side effects. And even worse, economically, is the person's pain is actually going to maybe go away. So in a natural system, you're only going to get a dollar here, a dollar there. You're not going to get the multiplier effect of the side effects that are being created by the administration of the drug. Why is this important to know? Because if you have all four systems competing, say Ayurvedic, homeopathy, allopathic, and stay home, do nothing, let grandma handle it, allopathic system is going to win out because the people who go into the allopathic system are going to be able to earn more money because each thing they do is going to create three times as much work for them, and it's just going to explode. And so what you're going to have from an economic standpoint is people will prefer to participate in the allopathic system because it's going to lead to expanded income. You may have a lot of dead relatives and friends. You may have a society or neighborhood of weakened, low-energy people, but for the people who are engaged in the actual system, the incomes will be very good. And we see this in the United States in the incomes of nurses now. It's really phenomenal. Doctors, hospital administrators, drug sales reps, everybody involved in the industry, even business consultants. I was on a plane once many years ago. So I was sitting next to this very young girl who was 20-something. And so I asked her, we got to talking, I asked her what she did. So she worked for this consulting company, and they're really growing, and she's doing really well, and they're paying her well, blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, that's interesting. Well, who are your customers? And she explained to me that the only customers they had who were good customers, who paid their bills on time, who had plenty of business, were the drug companies and in the medical industry. Everybody else was suffering. And either could only hire them for a little bit or was a little behind on their bills. And so she was just so excited and happy that the health sector was growing so much. And what people don't appreciate in what's happening here is the health sector, because it creates so much more illness and it grows and grows and grows, actually saps and drains the rest of the industries. And so we heard in the United States, we came to appreciate this in the early 2000s when car companies were saying the biggest component to making a car is not the raw material, but the healthcare costs that they have to pay for the workers. And what they did not realize was the healthcare costs they were paying for the workers was because of the harm and the illness created by the healthcare costs that they were paying for the workers. And so at whatever point they decide to stop paying healthcare costs for their workers would become healthy. And so what we have going on here then is we have a incremental takeover of homeopathy, of Ayurveda, by the allopathic doctors. And then next week I'll talk more about that takeover and what I experienced. And so here, the bill also proposes a common entrance exam and licensure exam, which all medical graduates will have to clear to get practicing licenses. The licensure examination will have to be conducted within 3 years after Parliament passes it. And so what they're going to do is they're going to have all of these practitioners take one common licensure exam. Now, when you stop and think about it, it makes no sense. So the knowledge base for homeopathy is very different from the knowledge base for Ayurveda, which is very different from the knowledge base for allopathic medicine. So Ayurveda believes you have three body types, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. Modern medicine believes no such thing. There's only one body type. It's the body. Then you have homeopathy, which believes in different energies. And so there's not a commonality to these three different modalities. And so to say you're going to have a common exam for them is to say that ultimately you're going to merge all three of them and some authority, yet to be named, is going to decide what's going to be on that exam. So this is very interesting. And this also talks, this also kind of points out to us in the United States what's really happening in healthcare. So what's really happening in healthcare is the herbalists, massage therapists, the alternative practitioners are all being usurped, commandeered, seduced, converted into allopathic medicine, into the practice of allopathic medicine. Maybe they use an herb to practice allopathic medicine, but it's the allopathic principles, which means you give one herb, it creates a problem where you need three more herbs. You give those three more herbs to treat the problems caused by the first three herbs, and on and on and on. And so it's the system, it's a philosophical system that's being spread. All right. Let's see what else we got. I'm telling you, it's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing what you find in other newspapers and how healthcare has really taken over as a central focus in more and more cultures. The reason this is amazing, again, like I said, a lot depends on, well, how old you are. And so I'm 60 years old. So when I was younger, healthcare was a very, 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 very small part of anyone's life. If you spent even 5 days a year on healthcare, that's a lot. That was a lot. First of all, it was believed that anyone under the age of 18 did not need health care. Forget it. I mean, taking your kid to the doctor was just a waste of time because kids were all just always healthy. No such thing as a sick kid. If you had a sick kid, then you're just a bad parent. That's all. I'm a bad parent. So no parents took their kids to the doctor. You didn't go for well child checks or any kind of child checks for that matter. And then with adults, if you're a male, there's no way you went to the doctor unless maybe you're over 50 or something. And so for women, you only went to the doctor when you had a baby. So a very small part of your life was spent on healthcare. And there was actually no need for health insurance. You know, there just wasn't, because You went to the doctor every once every 2 years, if that. And even that was a lot of doctoring. And so it's amazing to see, as we read, as you know, I read this newspaper from another country, how many pages of the newspaper are devoted to healthcare or healthcare related topics, and how much energy is being put into this. And so all you can guess is that there's a conversion going on. A conversion from a culture of activities, whatever you want to call those activities, whether it's sports or theater or raising your children or cleaning your house or building your house or repairing your house, all these things are being replaced by something called healthcare, something called get your checkups, take your pills, take more pills, pay your insurance, on and on and on and on and on. And so this transition can be seen by literally the amount of space in the newspaper covering healthcare topics. So let me get these other pieces of paper that went on the floor. Hold on. All right. Sometimes it gets pretty breezy here in the mountains. Now, this other thing that was really interesting to me was they had an article on honey. Yes, honey. I said honey? Yes. And so what's going on in India now is they have a very enterprising family group that is taking honey and mixing with different herbs. And so once they get this honey mixed with these various herbs, why now it's super honey. And can be sold for, well, a pretty penny. And so this honey is called Kerala honey. And no, it's not called Manuka, it's called Kerala honey. And so this honey then now has special designation and economically can now be sold for, of course, large sums of money. And so this economic activity surrounding this particular kind of food is very interesting. And so, of course, the next step is for the government to regulate it and charge fees to the honey makers for regulating it. And this is something we see in the United States. And in the United States, we see it with the FDA, that literally most of their income is now derived from the groups, from fees paid by the groups that they regulate. And honey is honey, so you're like, what's the big deal? But when you take this principle and you apply it to, well, the big deal of honey, I'll tell you, is that it raises the price of honey quite a bit when you have to pay all these regulatory fees. But what it means then, though, is that the agency is basically financed by the groups it regulates. And that creates some regulation that's not really what you might want it to be. All right. So I can't find, I don't seem like I can find that particular honey article. All right. Okay. I think we are ready to take a little question break. I have tons of questions here. Oh, I have to announce. We will be having the Share the Love Vitality Capsule sale this year. As you know, it's our annual Valentine's Day sale where we give you the opportunity to buy what you love, Vitality Capsules, so you can share it with the people you love. And to make this super easy, it's a 3-for-1 sale. Yes, 3 bottles for the price of one. So if you follow me here on Facebook, you'll get notifications. If you go to vitalitycapsules.com, enter your email address, and get your free Candida Cleaner report, you'll also get emails about this sale. As you know, Vitality Capsules are the internal cleanser for everyday use. And Vitality Capsules help clean your bile ducts, your small intestine, and your large intestine, giving you a deeper cleanse in a more comfortable way, so that you can heal day by day. Okay. All right, so here's a question. Dr. Daniels, I heard in a video that sweet potatoes, white potatoes, and wanted beans are... Oh, we have to answer the question when we come back. No, please don't go.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are talking about why read newspapers, why you should read newspapers in other countries, even if you're not traveling. I personally am a big fan of this, because when you read articles or news stories that are written in other countries, even though maybe it's written in English, you get a different perspective on things. And it helps you reflect more on your situation and what might really be going on. So it's very, very interesting and exciting. All right. So we're going to handle some questions. How do people get questions to me? Well, you can type them into Facebook Live, or you can type them in at healingwithdrdaniels.chatangle.com. Do not send me an email, because I've already got 5 windows open, and that's one window I will not be following. Or I should say I'll be using it for something else. Okay. All right, so let's take a look at the questions. These are some questions people have emailed me over the past week. So let's see. Dun-dun. Dr. Dance, how do I get the Candida Cleaner Report? You go to vitalitycapsules.com, enter your email address, and click Get My Report. And that will give you the report called the Candida Cleaner, which tells you how to safely and effectively take turpentine. Okay, so that's that question. Oh, here we have a whole list of questions. Good evening, Dr. Daniels. I'm suffering from hives as we speak. What should I do to rid myself of this problem? Okay, so as you can see, I'm not the emergency department, right? So, but I know it takes time for me to get to these emails and whatever. Okay, suffering from hives. Okay, if you're suffering from hives, what that means is somehow, we won't talk about how, but somehow a bunch of toxins have been released into your system abruptly. Your liver has not been able to clear them, and your body has put them into your skin for your skin to get rid of them, and you get these hives. All right. So what's the answer? The first answer is to fix your diet. So there's something you're eating that's causing this. And so to have a remedy, slather this on, or take this herb, is going to help only temporarily, and this is going to keep coming back. So first, it's identify what you're eating. The simplest way to handle that is you can just get my report, the Candida Cleaner. Go to vitalitycapsules.com, enter your email address, you'll get the report. So the report tells you foods you can eat. And if you follow that, at least you won't be putting any stuff in that's causing the hives. The next thing to do is you can, of course, Vitality Capsules help clean out your gut, but you've got an emergency here. I would say do an enema. That would be distilled water, 1 quart. And since you have hives, I would recommend using cool water. So I would do an enema, 1 quart, cool water, laying on your left side. Massage your belly as you go. Then you can get into a tub of the coldest water you can stand, which might be room temperature, but whatever the coldest water is you can stand, comfortably stand. I would say get into the tub of that water and add more cold water, and that will shut down the reaction. But if you have hives, then you've got a dietary issue, number one, and a constipation issue, number two. So if you do an enema, drink more water, soak in cool water, then that will shut things down for now, change your diet, and they'll be gone, never to return. Okay. I would like some information and advice about how I should perceive the turpentine treatment. I have a parasite infestation that I've been unsuccessful in eliminating for at least 7 years. I don't think I've ever been regular with my bowels. Should I just go ahead and take turpentine anyway? No. Don't do it. Don't do it. Get the report, Candida Cleaner, at vitalitycapsules.com. It's free! So, get the report, read the report, you can even read it twice, and follow the instructions.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we are handling questions. And so this is a question from someone who says they have a friend that has non-contagious tuberculosis. And this is fascinating, because how many of you have been asked to take a TB test? Because it's so contagious. And if you have it, you've been asked to take 6 months of medicines just to make sure you don't spread it. So all this has been a bunch of nonsense. And tuberculosis, actually, to my observation, is not contagious. There are so many people who have tuberculosis and their spouses don't even catch it. And so that gives you an idea of how difficult it is to catch. So from my experience, tuberculosis is basically spread by the ingestion of dairy products. And if you have TB, just stop eating dairy and you'll see how much better you will get. Anyway, so this person has rheumatoid arthritis, and do you think Vitality capsules, regular, and turpentine will help with the pain? Absolutely. However, a person might do better with Vitality capsules extra strength, because the added cayenne may give an extra boost to the pain relief. But do try the regulars first. If he does fine with those, then that's fine. However, it's important for him to follow the protocol. Go to vitalitycapsules.com, get your copy of the Candida Cleaner Report, and make sure you follow those results, those instructions, rather. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Hi, Dan. I bought 100% pure gum spirits with turpentine, started with 3 sugar cubes and 3 drops in the morning on an empty stomach. After I had 3 bowel movements daily, but after some hours, I have the problem. Painful headaches and sharp taste from the turpentine over my mouth and nose. It feels like I'm poisoned and makes me anxious. All right. So this is an incredible response to 3 drops of turpentine. But what it does say is the person has headaches, is that they haven't cleaned themselves out enough. So they need to back up, stop the turpentine, work more on their bowel movements, maybe for another 2 to 4 weeks, and then try again. Okay. I have a couple of stomach lining inflammation because of Helicobacter pylori, my doctor said. Turpentine does very well with Helicobacter pylori. In fact, that was one of the early things I used it for back in the 90s, and it cleared people up and really solved their stomach problems. So the important thing is you need to work, do a little more groundwork, it looks like, on cleaning yourself out. So those parasites don't run to your brain. Instead, they run out your bottom end to the toilet. All right. Let's see what we got here. Will you discuss when turpentine enemas, when to use them, and how to make them, benefits? All right, turpentine enemas, when do you use them? Never. How to make them? Don't do it. Benefits? Not worth it. All right, so that's a turpentine enema discussion. Easy. So, a lot of these old things from way back when, you really have to stick with the way they did it way back when. And turpentine and sugar is just that. It's turpentine and sugar and turpentine and sugar and maybe turpentine and castor oil and turpentine and sugar and maybe turpentine and castor oil. And when you get off into the tall grass, you know, like, oh, turpentine and honey. Oh, turpentine up my butt. Or, you know, you're going to get some difficulties. Or some people do turpentine baths. You could do them, but the side effects are outrageous, and the benefits are minimal. So you might as well go with what's safe and effective. Okay. All right, here's an interesting question. Hi, Dr. Dan. I'm glad to hear your voice. I enjoy your shows, as always. I sometimes read the drug studies on the package inserts of medicines to try and understand what was actually tested and whether or not if what they said was effective for the drug actually makes sense. However, I find that with all scientific mumbo-jumbo, the meaning gets lost. How can someone be able to decipher through all of this and tell whether or not the research was effective or not? Well, first of all, you have got to be patient with yourself, right? You got to be patient with yourself, with the small print, and with the volume of information. So you must be willing to look up every single word that you do not understand. And then if you have to draw it out and make a picture for yourself, whatever, take your time. But literally for me to read a whole package insert and prepare for a radio show on just that package insert, which is what I did when I first started doing radio shows, takes 3 hours. You know, to read the whole package insert, look up every single word that you don't understand, and then every ingredient or excipient that they have in the drug, you have to go and look that up. And that's a long process. The good news is once you do it for one drug, you've done it for that drug. However, for each drug, it is literally a 3-hour process. Now, there are some shorthands. For example, if I see a drug and they say interferes with cytochrome P450 oxidase mechanism, blah, 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 okay, that one destroys the liver. Next. And so, you'll notice certain patterns as you start reading these package inserts. And those patterns will help you make your analysis a lot quicker. But for most drugs, it's at least a 3-hour process. And you just simply have to kind of sit yourself down, maybe get a cup of tea, relax yourself. It's going to take time, and you can't be, like, in a hurry. And you can't have a situation of constant interruptions. So there's really not a shortcut. And the other thing to look at is euphemisms and what's not said. Things like might be, or may, or many, or some, or usual. Meaningless terms. And so, it's like, dude, it's a scientific study. What was the percent? And then a lot of times in the study, you have to go back and sift through the data and reconstruct what was the numerator, what was the denominator, and then make your own ratio. And when you do that, like there was a study on fibroids, and they only had 16 ladies that they did. And these were all women who came to the study because they did not want surgery. And they were just moving, you know, living their lives inconveniently with these fibroids. Okay, so you have 16 ladies who are living their lives inconveniently, but with fibroids. At the end of the study, four of them had a crisis that necessitated hysterectomy due to the intervention in the study. Those four were not counted as adverse outcomes, undesirable outcomes, or treatment failures. So you've got to, as you read these studies, say, hey, wait a minute, that was a treatment failure. Someone came to the study, living their life without surgery, you create a crisis where they have to have the very surgery they didn't want to get. Well, that's a treatment failure. But the people in the study didn't list it that way. And so you have to, when you interpret these studies, take a look at what's really going on. And a lot of times in studies, the conclusions of the study are not supported by the data in the actual study itself. That's something to really look for. I would say that is the case in at least half of all studies, that the conclusion is not supported by the data in the study. And so you have to actually sit down there, sit, and read the study and understand what's going on here. All right, I have a question from Robinson in California. Hi, Robinson.
Hi, good morning. Praise the Lord. How are you, Dr. Jennifer Daniels?
I'm fine.
I heard you speaking with another gentleman here on the YouTube, and he was asking you questions, and you were answering them. And he got to the point where he wanted to ask you about the diabetes, the 100% pure gum turpentine,
mm-hmm.
about diabetes. And you say, mm-hmm. oh, you won't need to use turpentine for diabetes. That's simple or easy or something.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you. Yes, ma'am. I was waiting for you to say what it was that a person that has the numbness in the feet and the diabetes that they could or maybe order one of your products that will...
you could do that, but again, okay, so I'm going to repeat the question because I'm on Facebook right now and they can't hear you, so I'm going to repeat your question. So the question is, if 100% pure gum spirits is not necessary to the cure of type 2 diabetes, how do you cure type 2 diabetes simply and easily? And the answer is, you just change your diet. It is totally, totally, totally caused by what you're eating and your lack of activity. No, you don't need to go to the gym. If you can just walk for 30 minutes a day, that's like, start with where you are, walk for 15 minutes. You have to walk as if you have no place to go and no particular time to get there. This for 15 minutes, turn around, and walk back. All right, that's your daily exercise. If you want to do more, you can, but that's the daily exercise. And then the eating is to switch to plain, I say plain, I mean food that's not processed before you get it. So food that looks pretty much like it came out the did when it came out the ground, and just eat that. For my details, you can go to vitalitycapsules.com and get the Candida Cleaner report. So that report tells you how to drink turpentine safely. But more precisely, if you follow the diet in that report, your diabetes will clear up in about 2 weeks.
Now.
And the report is free. So you go to vitalitycapsules.com, enter your email address, and get the free report.
I enter my email address?
Yeah, because I email the report to you. It's set up automatically.
I ordered the turpentine, the diamond turpentine, 100%. Pure turpentine, mm-hmm. and I was taking it as I seen you making it in pretty much in layman terms, mm-hmm. or and then there were other people coming.
Did you
behind.
Read the report? Did you read the report on how to take turpentine?
Yes, I did, but I'm gonna go back in and read it again.
Okay.
But strangely enough, the turpentine got in my system, and it did something. All mm-hmm. of a sudden, I wasn't weak.
Right,
I wasn't
yes.
just doormatted. My wife says, what is it, hon? Why are you? I says, this condition is pressing me. It's got me down. I was weak. I was just sleeping and just laying around. But when I took the turpentine, all of a sudden, I had a mind to get up and stir around and do things. And, oh, my God. I was thanking God here at the house for you. My wife was looking at me. And she said, is that the doctor that she was following on the site? I said, yeah, huh? I said, this lady has got it. She's gifted. I thank the Almighty God for you. Yeah.
Thank you.
I admire you and I'm proud of you. And please, keep, stay healthy and continue to do the blessed work that has been laid upon you.
All right, good. Thank you. I will keep working at that. I'm working very hard at that now. Actually, having a lot of fun with it.
And may Yah bless you and your entire family.
Thank you.
On both your husband's side and on your side.
Thank you.
Yes, you're quite welcome. Yes.
All right, yeah. So reread that report, follow that diet, and that should be pretty much the end of your type 2 diabetes.
Okay. Man, because up until, what is that? The hydrogen peroxide pool base?
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Okay, don't need to take...
Nope, not
that's
necessary.
Supposed to be, that's supposed to give you stamina, get energy, and all that good stuff, too.
Questions, where did your energy come from? Your energy came, your energy was already there, but the parasites were eating it up from you. And so when you put in the turpentine, it stopped the parasites from eating up your energy, and that energy was available for your personal use. Now, turpentine does that, period. Hydrogen peroxide can do that, but it also upsets your body's pH balance. And so if you take hydrogen peroxide, say, every day, initially you're going to feel good, but then it's going to upset your pH balance, and then you're going to be back in a slump.
Okay, now, the 100% gum pure turpentine, how often do I take that to keep this
the
good
report.
Feeling?
Yeah, take a look at the report, and I explain all of that in the report, because that's what happened. I took it, I felt, ooh, awesome. And then, you know, that feeling went away, and I had to boost it from time to time. So I found that it was about twice a week. So in the report, it gives you different dosing schedules depending on where you are and what you want to accomplish, but generally at least twice a week.
You know, they were loading me up with this pharmaceutical stuff, the insulin. The way I come to understand is made from animal feces sometimes.
Animal feces. That's right, animal feces.
Human feces? What's up with that?
You know, if they can get you to inject yourself with animal feces and human feces, I mean, why not? And pay for it too? Way cool.
To put you in the ground. I mean, I don't understand. What's going on with this country? It's needing to seriously to be rehabilitated.
It's always been this way. There are always people who will get you to try and get you to believe things that are not true so they can get you to take, you know, give them more money. And as an adult, you have to decide if you want to be part of that. That's all.
And you
That's
know,
all it is.
Yes, ma'am.
People are not going to always tell you the truth. That's just life. But as a competent adult, you have the responsibility to decide what you're going to believe. I mean,
well,
they can say what they want. But you have to do what you think is right. Yeah.
Yes, my dears. I just thank the Almighty Yah again for you. I haven't touched that stuff. Since I've been, my wife got a package in there, and I opened it, and there was the 100% pure turpentine. And I threw a lot of that stuff away. I'm going to just come out and say it. I don't see myself ever to go back to use any of that stuff.
Exactly.
I noticed on the television commercials, they say, oh, and by the way, before the commercial goes off the air, these new pharmaceutical drugs they're promoting and want to be put where people can get them at the drug, different drug stores. And then they say, my wife said, did you hear what they say? It could cause death?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said, what kind of people, hon, would take that stuff? I said, babe, you know
gamblers.
As well as I do.
Gamblers.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and you're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And it is Sunday, February 4th, 2018. And we are answering questions. Robinson, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, thanks for your call. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And I am glad that you've gotten so much benefit, and you've made a huge decision, which is not to go back to those poisons. That's like the biggest, best decision that you've made, believe it or not.
You know, my eyes, I've been going to these eye specialists, Dr. Daniels, and they're asking questions. I'm not one to tell everybody everything.
Right.
Very little possible. The turpentine, would that also get into the eye area?
Yes, and it gets into the eyes. It improves your vision. The turpentine gets into your eyes. It improves your vision. And it literally reverses all these diabetic complications.
Now, what about this eye specialist I've been going to once a month? He's doing something to my eyes with some kind of neat eye needle.
Well, it's nothing good, I'll tell you that.
Mm-mm. So I should break that off and just go with the...
I would. I mean, because, wait, you've been going to the specialist once a month for how long?
Oh, it's been 3 months, maybe four.
3 months.
Once a month.
Call it 3 months. And you've noticed no improvement, some improvement?
A little. It was like...
Very little improvement. All right. So you start turpentine for how long?
Oh,
two
I
weeks?
Turpentine.
A month?
Yes, it's going on like a week and a half.
A week and a half of turpentine. Call it 10 days. And how are your eyes doing?
Seem like they're clearing up a little bit. Before it was like looking through a thin layer of milk with water.
Cloudy milk, yeah. Cloudy water.
Yeah.
So now what's it like?
Still a little watery, cloudy, milky-like, but not as bad as it was.
Okay, so you've been seeing this doctor who's been putting a needle in your eye every month for 3 months with not much improvement.
Three and a half months.
Exactly. You take turpentine for 10 days, and you notice a dramatic improvement. So, you're not losing much by stopping whatever he's doing. You still got all these big gains, and you're going to continue to make those gains.
So, how long will it take me using the 100% home-based turpentine before it will go back to being clear?
Well, the other thing to understand is why your eyes are cloudy. The insulin is a big piece of making your eyes cloudy.
Yeah, that diabetes stuff, yeah.
So the fact that you've stopped the medications is huge. And then the turpentine helps, too. If you take turpentine, by mouth, I would give it a month or two. The vision gets pretty clear.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got so encouraged. When I took the turpentine you were talking on, when it came in the mail, I just prayed over it and I took it. Like I see others on the YouTube and on the screen and the Google, and with the sugar, you know. And
okay, all right, we're gonna go now because we have a commercial coming. But thank you so much for calling in.
Oh my God, Dr. Daniel.
Just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming. I could see them, and then once again, you said you would come and dance with me, dance with me across the sea.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth. Just standing there.
I thought I was.
And we are doing question and answer. Okay, let's see. We have more questions here. Hi, Dr. Daniels. I'm taking MMS for AIDS, HIV, and I want to take turpentine as well. What do you think? I think you should take one or the other. So if you're happy with MMS, stick with it. If you want to switch,